Now we come to President Teddy Roosevelt signing statehood proclamation.
This is a very important thing about the absolute time of 10:16 a.m. on November the 16th, 1907. Teddy Roosevelt signed the proclamation making Oklahoma a state. You know, Teddy Roosevelt expanded the White House to create the Oval Office and that area. This would have been what we call today the Roosevelt Room. At one end of the room is a portrait of Theodore Roosevelt, and the other end is of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And depending on who's in which end is over the main part of the room. In order to not have his head down, Roosevelt signing something, there was a little incident that happened at this deal. A fellow from Enid, Oklahoma, Albert Hammer, who was a clerk at the land office, was the witness of the signing. And when Teddy Roosevelt signed the proclamation, he used a blotter to blot his signature. Most people today don't know what blotters are. I tried to buy some. You can't buy the damn things. But anyway, so when he blotted it, his signature was in reverse on the blotter. And Albert Hammer said, "Mr. President, could I have the blotter for a souvenir?" And he's handing that blotter to Albert Hammer. Mike Wimber has his own portrait in here. He's the reporter above the globe on the left. The painting sponsored by Walt and Peggy Helmrich of Tulsa. Walt's picture is in the painting above Teddy Roosevelt. Now, he didn't know his portrait was going to be in there. I connived with Peggy to get a portrait of him because we had to put people in there. There was no picture taken of this ceremony at all. But anyway, we stuck it in there. He didn't know it until we unveiled it that his picture was in there. He was somewhat embarrassed by it. I'm sure he's proud of it, but he was put back by it at the time.